When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is John Batchelor. This from a much longer conversation with Matthew Longo, the author of a new book, The Picnic, A Dream of Freedom and the Collapse of the Iron Curtain. This is the summer of 1989. At that moment, the Iron Curtain was in place as far as the people of Eastern Europe, the Warsaw Pact, were concerned. They had lived their lives constrained, fearful, especially of Soviet intervention, as it had several times in the 1950s and the 1960s. But it is now 1989. The Soviet state is fragile, falling apart. We know the Soviet Union will end at the end of 91. Still, the people in Hungary, the young people in Hungary, who could see a better life for them on the other side of the Iron Curtain, were frightened that at the very last moment they'll be snatched back and thrown into prison or have their passports taken or in some way their families will suffer. Right at the end, and Matthew takes us to a picnic that happened at the edge of Hungary and the border of Austria, a free Austria, imprisoned Hungary. And he describes very carefully the anxiety of the setup of the picnic. This is August 1989. There's much more of this, but here's the tension. Matthew Longo.
So it's a particularly fraught moment. In the government, in the halls of power in Budapest, you have people sitting by the phones, terrified that the Soviets are going to move. Someone is going to shut everything down. All the organizers are terrified, so much so that Maria, who had been on the phone with the border guards, had been planning things for weeks at this point. Even the day before, August 18th, still calls the border guards just to check the border stays open, because she didn't entirely believe it would go off without a hitch. You have a lot of tension in the campsites. So there's a very, in this story, the focus is on a particular campsite, which John mentioned, outside Ferto Rakos, which is filled with East Germans. These are East Germans fleeing the GDR, which is the socialist half or the communist half of what is now unified Germany, who under the leadership of Erich Honecker had become one of the most constrained states, very tight in its controls. But even that spring, people in East Germany had begun to receive some news that there had been some work done on the Iron Curtain in Hungary, that the electric fencing had been rolled up, that maybe, just maybe, it would be possible to cross. So by August 18th, that summer, hundreds of thousands of East Germans had come to Hungary, pretending to be on a summer vacation, although I guess many of them were on summer vacation. Hungary's a lovely place to visit. But most of them, at this point, are there as refugees. They're trying to get out, hoping that at this picnic, at this party at the border, there might be a chance to break free. So at the campsite, you have this mixed energy of excitement and terror. You don't know what's happening. If you get caught, people were already trying the border and getting caught quite frequently. You'd often be sent back to the GDR, or slightly less terrifyingly, you'd be put in a Hungarian prison. But in either case, your name would be written down, your passport would be taken, your details would be taken. These are people, in a way, excited because of the possibility of freedom, which at this point is kilometers away. But on the other hand, terrified They know what's happening out in the woods if they don't get through. And there's just this feeling that maybe at this party, there will be a special chance because they know the border will be open because they know Austrians will be coming east into the party in the borderlands.
The book is The Picnic. Much more later tonight. Thank you.